A to the K.
Hello, one and all. Welcome to the A to the K Wrestling Show. We're back for another fun-filled week of news.
Back once again, Carl.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are.
With the Ringside Report, which, speaking of which, coming up tonight on the Ringside Report. Is Stone Cold Steve Austin set to face Roman Reigns at WrestleMania?
No, it's fine. We're professionals. Well, carry on. Have plans for Sami Zayn at Elimination Chamber been spoiled?
Has Undertaker passed the torch to Bray Wyatt?
Why was the Becky Lynch versus Bayley steel cage match scrapped? With the scrapped thing.
Jay Briscoe set to be honoured at the AEW Dynamite show happening tonight.
Sources confirm that the Steiner brothers have now signed Legends deals with WWE.
Interesting. Are Karrion Kross and Scarlett Bordeaux set to start a family?
Are Karrion Kross?
Okay. Maybe they're having kids?
Who knows? Well, they do.
Well, yeah, if anyone's going to know.
Yeah. Logan Paul challenges Andrew Tate to an MMA fight.
Mick Foley gives an update on why he was not at Raw 30.
And Shelton Benjamin has been confirmed as a future Hall of Famer.
Yes,
Anthony
Wendell are coming up.
It's all coming up right now.
Yes, it is.
I'm going to have to stop swearing. I'm going to make a PG product one of these days.
One of these days.
Not this week, you fucker. Sorry.
Just like WWE. We're PG. Meanwhile, here's XXX all over everything.
Here's some tits.
Come on. I didn't see that. Making the rounds this week, Anthony, from our friends at Frightful.
Yeah, that's their name.
Is apparently an, what did he call it? Basically, a very fucking big Tony Khan-like offer was made to Stone Cold to potentially wrestle Roman Reigns at WrestleMania. Now, Fightful have said, obviously off the back of reports, that The Rock is not able to make WrestleMania now. If you believe it.
He's just not in the right shape for it.
Yeah. Which I kind of, there's a bit of credence to that, because being jacked as shit is not the same as having cardio for days.
Apparently the shape he is a fucking square, because he's not coming. Sorry, come.
Well, so apparently WWE, as a potential backup plan, offered Stone Cold Steve Austin a truckload of cash to potentially face Roman Reigns.
I mean, get him on board with the truck, to be fair.
Well, exactly.
The cash just sweetens the deal.
Well, exactly. Is that a beer truck? So
this time the hose shoots money.
Who knows? All those things, you know, absolute possibilities. But Uncle Dave decided to chime in and go, No, chime in.
Sorry.
Haven't you people ever heard the Panic at the Disco? And no more.
That's right, we talk about other things.
Apparently so. But Uncle Dave has basically tried to poo-poo Sean Ross Sapp's carpet? I don't know. Yeah, he's tried to basically say that the offer wasn't for Roman to face Austin. It was actually for Brock to face Austin. That was the offer that was on the table. To which Sean Ross Sapp replied, actually, I think you'll find there was an offer there. If you didn't know about it, that's cool. But the offer was for Austin to face Roman.
Well, I'm going to ruin both of them breaking news. There never was a table.
So Roman is head of what?
That's right, you heard it here first.
But no, the real news is it's all a swerve. The Rock is going to be here on Saturday.
Of course he is.
Here in my house watching Rumble with us. So no, it's not.
We said, do you want pizza? He said, I need 7. We were like, okay, that's cool.
Yes, it's my cheat day. So I'll have 18 pizzas, 42 donuts.
And, have you ever seen that? They were saying about like...
some pie.
I can't even remember where I saw it. It was one of them random threads where they're talking about interactions with celebrities at restaurants, like serving staff. And one of them said like that they once served The Rock. And they said... like, he was polite enough, nice enough fella, but he ate a lot.
Well,
like, that sounds about right, actually. That man knows how to do a cheat day.
But, yeah, so, I don't know. I think Austin's going to be in attendance at Mania. He's definitely going to...
Might be a surprise Rumble entrant.
Well, he might be. I mean, from our entry predictions last week, that was my prediction, wasn't it? It was going to be Austin comes in at number
30. That was weeks ago.
After The Rock. Oh, and we get a little stare down between them and everything. And someone's going to eliminate him. Can't remember who I said now, but someone's going to eliminate him.
Gunther.
Might be even be Austin Theory, I might have said. I don't know. Oh, no, Seth Rollins, like I said. I'm going to get Seth Rollins Gunther. Versus Stone Cold. Gunther. It'll be beautiful. Gunther. So we'll see. But if you believe it, Austin might be facing Roman Reigns.
And if you don't, he might be anyway.
Yeah.
So, Carl, this one, it's a bit of a light tease, but let's talk about it. So, you'll see from the image here that the potential plans for Sami Zayn at Elimination Chamber may have been spoiled.
Yes.
So, this image has been shared quite recently, showing the chairs, mm-hmm. the chair or the chair covers for Elimination Chamber, which quite clearly shows Sami in a chamber.
It does indeed.
So, this makes you think, is he going to be part of the Elimination Chamber match? And a potential candidate for going up against Roman, who is the only world champion. So
the thing is, the thing that piques my interest is that he looks pretty scared.
He doesn't look happy about being there.
With who?
You think he might be Solo?
No. well, obviously, the stuff on Raw 30 this past week, where the trial of Sami Zayn and all that good stuff, which I thought was really good, by the way.
Yes.
But it hasn't really furthered the story at all, because it's like, okay, you've passed the trial, you're cool again, but you've still got to prove yourself, and it's like, you've passed for now, and they're still building this all up. So something somewhere is going to go wrong.
Can I talk briefly about my theory?
Go on.
I think Roman is going to lose the title at Rumble. I think he's going to blame Sami.
Yeah.
And this is a wild theory, and it might not pan out, but I'm going for it. I think the Elimination Chamber is going to be full of Bloodline. And I think the idea is going to be that Kevin Owens is by himself. But Roman has sowed enough discord? I don't know. He's caused enough bad blood that there will be some swerves going on here. So obviously, Sami
swerve?
The expectation being Sami should be against Kev, but then not only is Sami going to defend Kev ultimately in the chamber, but are we also going to get one or maybe both of the Usos actually helping Sami because they've had enough of Roman's head at the table shit?
The Bloodline implodes.
Exactly. Maybe they implode in a chamber is all I'm thinking.
Maybe.
So I'm thinking potentially we could have an Elimination Chamber that's been rigged by Roman. So it's essentially Roman versus Kev with different members of the Bloodline coming out of the chambers.
Okay.
Just a theory.
It is a pretty good theory, to be honest. The main problem I have...
Thanks, I admit it myself.
...with it is I can't see them... After this amount of time, I can't see this being the way that Roman drops the belts. It's just a kind of a random throwaway. Well, not really a random throwaway, but like a match against Kevin Owens at Rumble is not the way I plan.
I think the trouble is, as much as it's a fun theory, or it was for me, people really want The Rock, and they want The Rock's interaction to be the question of who's the real head of the table.
Yeah.
So you can't have the Bloodline implode and then The Rock turn up and it's just Rock and Roman. I don't think people would even want that anymore. Mm. I think they want The Rock challenges the Bloodline and Roman and the superiority.
So that's what I mean. But
I think it would be difficult to do that. And I think if they don't deliver on The Rock, I do think a lot of people are going to be quite disappointed, unfortunately.
Yeah. But the thing is, I can't figure out how we get here to a very terrified Sami Zayn inside the Elimination Chamber unless it goes exactly that way, where he's locked in there because he's done something bad or betrayed the Bloodline, and basically he's going to pay.
Exactly, this is the trouble. It's you wonder how the chamber match is going to be set up that he's involved in it, because usually the chamber match is reserved for the winner gets title shot, or in some cases wins the title, depending on the situation. Yeah.
Which I suppose if the both men's titles are held up at the minute, that's, you know, that is a problem. Mm. Unless you do get, like, obviously one of the early theories that we had was maybe Roman does lose, but only loses one of the belts, so he's still champion.
Yeah.
And maybe, I don't know, Kevin Owens, if he is the one to beat him, has to defend his belt in the chamber.
I think something like that needs to happen, because I'd be very surprised if by Mania they don't have two separate main title matches.
Mm.
It's a two-night Mania. I'd be very surprised if they don't have a champion match on each night. And it can't be Roman for... Well, it shouldn't be Roman for both.
Yeah. I wonder whether they're going to obviously
either acknowledge that he still holds both, but he's going to have to defend them separately or unify them.
Yeah, you have to acknowledge him. He says that a lot. I don't know. They normally have like a women's title match headline.
I'm not talking about so much what headlines, but typically they have a title match, don't they? So it'd be strange to have a night that doesn't include one of those titles that Roman holds.
An LA night? God, no.
Now, for me, I'm like, even if, like, because that's the only way I can see them ununifying the belts as well, to go like a Weasley approach from Heyman, which is something you've said before, I won't take credit, where they go, yeah, he lost, but he never lost both.
Yeah.
Otherwise, if he's said they're unified, yeah, they acknowledge them all the time as unified, so why would you have to defend them separately?
Well, that's what
you
I mean.
Wouldn't, unless he lost and then scrambled back to get one, but with a technicality, you know?
Yeah. I'm fascinated to see where it all goes, to be honest. That's why I'm super pumped for the Rumble, because I don't think anyone really
just
knows
regular pumped.
Who's going to win. Because if Cody wins, it's like, well, I don't know, I'd feel a bit let down by that, just because it's the most obvious choice. So if they go ahead and do that after all these vignettes and everything he was saying before he went away, it's kind of like, yeah, just as we thought. So I'd like some kind of swerve.
Turns out the journey wasn't that difficult. Don't know why his dad didn't do it. Yeah, not exactly. Great, is it? Not a great story.
Easy.
Completed it, mate.
So we will see. We will see what happens. But what we did see on Monday, Anthony, is Raw 30, or Raw is XXX. I've got to tell you, I was disappointed. I was expecting a whole different kind of show.
Do you reckon that's why they deliberately didn't have any women on there? Like, look,
maybe
this is
maybe
not what you think it is.
But we did get to see a pretty awesome segment. Well, there was three people involved in the segment. We got to see some awesomeness between two of those, in Undertaker and Bray Wyatt. Now, yeah, you were made up, because Undertaker came back as the American Badass.
Yeah.
With the American Badass.
Yeah.
Thing. Yeah. But we weren't...
Let me talk to you.
We weren't made up with the guy who likes to say yeah a lot. Apparently, some like backstage, they love this. And a lot of people love LA Knight. I don't get it. We don't get it. We're old.
Too late,
we
guy.
Don't get it. But,
oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sorry, come on. But we did get an awesome moment between Undertaker and Bray. So Taker came down, Bray came down, and LA Knight basically was in the grips of the Undertaker, who then tossed him over to Bray to hit.
Oh.
Tossed him over. And so, yeah, we got like this little lost in translation moment at the end, where he whispers something and nobody knows what he said.
We know what he said.
I mean, you can clearly read the lips and actually hear what he said, but...
Read the words.
Sorry, go. But yeah, the main thing is, you know, it's very symbolic, isn't it? There was, when Undertaker was here last, with Bray, before Bray went away, the belief was that Undertaker really vouched for him and wanted to see him used as like the next Undertaker, essentially. And
I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, he gave him the sort of the Robert Mania, didn't he, as well? Didn't he have a match at Mania with Bray?
He beat Bray, though.
I know, but it's like a respect thing. Not so much like Roman had to like beat him and Brock had to beat him.
Yeah.
You know, it's still a protected thing, but he had a really good match with him at Mania. But I dare say better than the Roman match, to be honest. Like, more down to the conditioning of Taker, to be honest. But
yeah.
I'll keep being honest. Just to be honest.
This is true.
I'm being honest.
I think he actually had a broken foot as well or something, break, when he had that match, so fair play to him. But we got to see this nice little moment between the two of them. Mm. And obviously a lot of people have basically speculated now that this is his way of officially passing the torch over to Bray. So all I'm saying is, I hope that's got fucking a lot of flame left in that torch, because how long it's taken to fucking get it anywhere with Bray Wyatt at the minute, he's going to be having that torch for a long fucking time before he gets anywhere.
The trouble is, it's not even that. Like, Undertaker's, you know, he's getting a bit confused in his old age. He actually just walked up and went, Kane, where's your mask? He's not sure what's going on anymore. It's a shame, really.
It is.
I kid, of course.
So, yeah. Speaking of Raw,
yeah.
40.
Yeah. Right, so a lot of people have got very upset about this. So for those of you who watch Raw 30, you'll have noticed an absence of an advertised steel cage match, in that it kind of just, you know, got squashed as quick as the match started, really, by Damage Control interfering and, you know... A lot of people were like, you advertised this match, it didn't pan out, blah, blah, blah. And essentially the reasoning they've put behind it is that the Bloodline segment ran long, and they didn't want to do a disservice to the steel cage match by having it not last as long as it should. So apparently it should have been, I think, like two segments, if you will, the entrances and the match itself, and the match should have gone on for 10 plus minutes. But because they ran short, they ran out of the sort of time to give the match the respect it deserved. Mm. And I kind of appreciate that. So what they did was they called an audible and said, well, let's set it up for a rematch so that they can get the full match they deserve.
Yeah.
People are still very pissed off with this, saying you didn't feature women very well at all at Raw 30. They should have had that match, et cetera, et cetera. I'm glad they handled it in the way they did, rather than going, well, let's rush through a cage match, to be honest with you. Like, if you got the two options of going, well, let's quickly rush through a cage match, and then people will say it's disrespectful anyway, or we actually get that cage match, just not at the Raw anniversary. Sound?
Yeah.
And a lot of people jokingly said, well, it's the 30th anniversary of Raw. What better way to celebrate Raw by dismissing women's wrestling?
Yes.
Fair.
Well, it started another hashtag, hasn't it? There's a new trending hashtag. So you can argue, well, why not shave time off the Bianca Belair and Sonya Deville match then instead and allow this match to happen, which I get. But you've also got to argue that if they did that, so this match went ahead as planned and they would have shaved a load of time off Bianca versus Sonya, would people have been as up in arms as they were about this? Is it just is it about women's wrestling, or do they just want to see this match?
I think they really wanted this match, to be honest. Like, it was a very difficult Raw to book, right? Because
Triple H even said so.
Well, no, to be fair though, it's celebrating the 30th anniversary, isn't it? So you want to celebrate the stuff that we all sort of nostalgically remember about Raw. So you get like, oh, you know, DX had to turn up. We had to see Hulk Hogan very briefly. We had to see Kurt Angle. You had to see
these
people.
Fuck that was.
Like, you know, to book a match that really has nothing to do with the history of Raw is difficult, isn't it? Like, and people will go, well, yeah, the Bloodline segment was what overran, and that had nothing to do with the history of Raw. Mm-hmm. But to be fair, all due respect to Becky and Bayley, the Bloodline segment is the hottest story in WWE right now. So, of course, you're going to give that the time.
Yeah.
Bottom line of it. I was actually, if you were talking about disrespect to women's wrestling, I don't really class it as disrespect. That's probably not the right way to put it. But I had less of an issue with them, you know, deciding to sort of rebook this match at a different day, and more of an issue with the fact that we didn't get the likes of Trish Stratus and stuff attending Raw.
Hmm.
On the 30th anniversary Raw. Do you know
why? Because she's going to be at the Rumble. That's why.
Ooh,
that's my pick.
But no, I was expecting more women's wrestling legends. Like, there's no Lita, there's no Trish.
Yeah.
We had Medusa, which is awesome. And we got to watch Raw thinking, we've interviewed four of the people.
That was so cool.
That's fucking cool.
That picture. But I think it was maybe Medusa's picture, but I think Dali was the one who put it on one of his socials. And it was just like, that's so cool.
Yeah.
Like, we spoke into them three.
Well, them three were in the picture, and we're Kurt as well. So it's like, just what an awesome Raw. Just for
it's
us.
A hell of an awesome.
But, so, you know, Medusa, absolute legend. There's no disrespect to her when I say it, but, like, it's like, I think a lot of people were like, well, what, like, expecting Lita or Trish, at least. Yeah.
Well, like, the Bellas were announced and stuff as well. Obviously, yeah, and stuff going on with out. That. Which I think Nikki tried to address, didn't she? Because people were basically saying, because she made some off the cuff comments of, like, that she was disappointed as well that they didn't make more reference to, like, the women and the people behind the revolution and stuff. But then she...
were they behind the revolution?
Well, to be fair, people...
Were they just there?
People give them a lot of shit. I think they did do a lot.
It's easy for me to give them shit because I stopped watching wrestling when they got really popular.
Yeah.
And I come back when they were retiring veterans. So it's kind of weird for me to be like, I come back and I'm like, where the fuck are they going? We just got here. Because I just ignored the fact that I didn't watch it for years.
See, that's on you. But even for, like, people who... They brought more eyeballs into wrestling because they had, like, Total Divas and were the standouts of
that. To be fair, they were.
Like, obviously, my missus doesn't really watch wrestling. But she watched Total Divas and got really into it and was like, you know, knows the Bellas. And it's like, so they did do a lot for women's wrestling.
Well, women's entertainment then.
Well,
let's say.
WWE. Wrestling
entertainment. That's why I'm giving it respect. It's entertainment.
But yeah, I don't know. I think it's a shame the match didn't happen.
It's a shameful thing.
We still got another women's match and furthered several storylines with Alexa and Charlotte and Bianca and Sonya and all that good stuff.
I don't think it was handled tremendously bad. Again, I'm more than happy to I want this match, so I want it properly and I want it on another night. I'm fine with it. It doesn't have to be at Raw's 30th anniversary, as long as we get the full and good match, because it's going to be a great match.
Agreed. So another piece of news which most of you will have seen by the time this show comes out tomorrow, because tonight on AEW we're going to get a Jay Briscoe memorial match. So obviously, as we know, so TBS and TNT have historically not wanted the Briscoes mentioned or associated with the product, and hasn't allowed Tony to book them and things like that.
There's been a lot of debate over this, you know.
Okay. Like, well, that's the word going around, isn't
it? That is the word, but a lot of people are saying that it was never TBS or WB or whoever the fuck they are. It was never them. Like, there's never been any tangible sort of confirmation that they had an issue with the Briscoes.
Right.
I don't know, because there's obviously a reason, because they were a really popular Ring of Honor tag team. There's obviously a reason they didn't feature on Dynamite as much as a lot of other people did.
Exactly. Like
Jay Lethal being an example. Since the Ring of Honor acquisition, Jay Lethal's been around loads. So there must have been a reason.
Too much, you might say.
And I can't see the reason being Tony. So it lends itself to reason that it would have been the network.
Yeah. Well, adding some more credibility to that is apparently Tony was quoted, or people close to the situation have been quoted, to say Tony's had to work really hard to get them to to make this happen, essentially, and actually put this match on, and for both, obviously, Mark and Jay Briscoe to be featured. But what this also means is that the restriction, if there was one that was in place, has now been removed going forward. So it might mean that we get to see Mark Briscoe individually.
And to be honest, it'd be nice
on AEW like, more
to honour his brother, wouldn't it, really?
Exactly. But apparently both Mark and Jay Lethal had requested this match to honour Jay. And obviously Jay Lethal and Jay Briscoe have got a long rivalry for the Ring of Honor Championship back in the day. So I'm sure it'll be a really nice, obvious like way to...
I don't know much about the history of Ring of Honor or their rivalry, but I do really look forward to this match. I think they're both going to absolutely bring their all to it. So yeah.
And I think it'll be nice, obviously, to have that memorial thing. I know they're going to do like a Ring of Honor specific one, but
yeah, apparently it's going to be released for free as well, which is nice.
Yeah, and also as well, I think they put a t-shirt out on Pro Wrestling Tees now as well, which you should go and pick up. All the proceeds go to the family of Jay Briscoe as well, so go and check that out as well. But
definitely,
I'm happy that we get to do this. I'm happy that obviously it's Mark Briscoe and Jay Lethal, the two that get to do it because of the history. So a nice way to celebrate what a tragic,
sadly,
situation.
Yeah. So, Carl, here's a potentially interesting one, more for the history of bad blood, if you will. So, PW Insider have reported that the Steiner brothers have signed a Legends deal with WWE.
Interesting.
Now, the reason this may be interesting, given the histories, is that Scott Steiner notoriously has had not some very nice things to say about WWE, and specifically has never been too complimentary of Triple H.
Nope.
So I think this is a clear sign that they've obviously buried some hatchets, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's no doubt we saw Scott's brother, Rick, I'm joking. We saw Rick Steiner obviously on NXT.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, his son is still champion, maybe, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Bron Breakker being the son of Rick, but you know, more copying his uncle, because you know, got to copy the more popular one, don't you?
A little bit.
So yeah, we know that, you know, the relationship with the Steiners as a whole hasn't been a problem, but interesting to see that Scott is involved, and therefore we could see, because it's a Legends deal, the same way Kurt Angle has a Legends deal, the same way the likes of Mick Foley have a Legends deal, we could maybe see the Steiners rocking up at certain events.
We could. It would be
certain events.
Very interesting indeed. Are there any events coming up soon?
Certain ones.
Interesting. But it is mad to think, obviously, when they inducted them into the Hall of Fame, that was like a big wow moment. You know, there was times when pictures of Scott Steiner were on arenas, basically being, don't let this man in.
He actually said, holler if you hear him.
Well, okay. That's fucking brilliant. Why didn't we make a meme of that when that was a thing? Jesus. But yeah, so obviously it's nice that they've now buried the kind of hatchet, and they're obviously putting, you know, Bron Breakker in the, you know, the forefront. Yeah.
Whether you want him or not, exactly. He's in the forefront.
You're fucking getting him. So yeah, fascinating. Maybe we will see one or both of them soon on TV.
Soon.
Now this next one is a bit clickbaity, to be honest.
But we're about to click your bait.
Yes. So, are Karrion Kross and Scarlett Bordeaux ready to start a family?
No.
Basically. So, I can't remember where the story came from now, but
Karrion.
I think probably. Well, I think Karrion was given an interview and he was asked about re-signing with WWE, and he said that him and Scarlett have kind of had the whole life plan laid out. You know, it included having kids and everything like that. But obviously when they got the phone call from Triple H, basically they said they've always been quite telepathic with each other and have always been able to tell what each other was thinking. And they both sort of gave each other a look and was like, yeah, we can absolutely come back. So I think basically the plan was going to be that potentially they were going to start a family until that phone call came.
Yeah.
So now I think that might be on hiatus for a little bit longer.
So they really controlled the narrative there.
Yeah, a little bit. He's been dying to get that in.
Oh, no, I've been waiting.
He's been all
like a fucking coiled cat. I was waiting for it.
You or Scott?
I want to have a kid. That's we're kind of telepathic. We were both thinking about returning to WWE. She's there like, oh.
We're so on the same wavelength.
It's like, she bought a baby girl carrion. What did you think she was thinking about? Sorry, carrion.
It's like, can't be worse than the weird biker gimmick. You heard it here first. Karrion Kross is getting gay. Man dresses a baby gimmick. Very soon. So, yeah, obviously, we've been able to see Scarlett wrestle for WWE as well, which is...
I'd love if they had a kid and they sort of kept with the gimmick. Right. You're on timeout. Yeah. TikTok.
I know, yeah. You're pregnant. TikTok.
Anywho.
So, yeah, unfortunately, I only really read up this story properly just before we were about to talk about it. So, bit of a non-story, but interesting to know that they're at a point in their lives. Yeah, yes, gummy journalists. I think it was Karrion who said it, but they just twisted it into a clickbait article.
Gummy wrestler.
But yeah, so it's fascinating that they were probably at that stage in their life where they were ready to start doing that, and then it just goes to show that when the phone rings, you have to put some stuff on hold for... When
the phone rings, you better answer the call.
For the career, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Right. So, a man who has caught notorious bad press for a crypto scam has suggested that he should have a MMA match with a man who's caught notorious bad press for, well, sex trafficking and maybe going to prison. So, you know, this is in no way a deflection of their real life situations at all. We're not trying to distract anything, but... Logan Paul has called out Andrew Tate and suggested that given that neither of them are MMA fighters, maybe we should have an MMA fight.
Okay.
I mean, okay. Neither of you are like spelling champions. Maybe have a fucking spelling match. I don't understand the idea of going, well, let's do something neither of us have done. It's like, okay. I don't know how you feel about whether you want to watch this, but Logan made a valid point. Logan's called him out and said, you know, he's got basically a couple of strengths that would lend well to the cage, as does Andrew, but neither of them are the complete package, so it's a fair game. They're both 0-0, neither of them have been in the octagon, but obviously, like, he mentioned, like, Andrew's like a champion kickboxer, which is like already a key element to being an MMA fighter and so on. So he's suggested, yeah, let's do this, and I'm like, yeah, okay. I mean, people will probably watch, no doubt. I'm not quite sure where this has come from, because wasn't he like meant to be fighting Jake at some point, or wasn't it Jake who was all up in Andrew's face? Is it like, you pick on one brother, you pick on them both? I don't quite know how that
basically
works.
Basically, 2-on-1.
I guess so. So,
just leave MMA alone, guys. You've already poisoned boxing with your bloody social media influencers, all deciding you want to be boxers now.
Yeah.
And it's all a load of shit. And just leave it alone. Just go and make your money on social. Don't start putting on fake boxing
events. I love when they put boxing events on, though. And there's some legit boxers in there. Like, even KSI, I think, has got some legit.
It's a bit hard for me to say fake.
He's got some legit cred in the boxing world. Even the likes of KSI and Logan, they've got legit, you know, they've done some legitimate training. But when they put a whole event on, and then they have like certain people who are just social media people, it just evolves into just really, really bad boxing. It's like, yay.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, obviously, even like Jake Paul and stuff, like, if it's not fake and all that, cool, and it's all real, he's not exactly fought boxers.
No.
You know, he's fought a basketball
retirees
player.
And such, yeah.
He's fought ex-MMA guys who typically don't have any boxing skills. They're more wrestlers and things like that in boxing matches.
Yeah.
So, it's a bit bizarre. But you know what? Logan Paul has shown that he can take
some
pro wrestling.
He's a natural athlete.
And do a good deal there. Mm-hmm. Obviously, he's only had... Well, he fought Floyd, which... in an exhibition match. So you
just
make of that what you will.
But I just don't understand, like, the randomness of it all. Like, I feel like it was just the other week he was apologizing for the whole Crypto Zoo stuff and, you know, dealing with his podcast, and like there was no mention of it at all, and suddenly it's like, yeah, I want to do this, and it's like, when are you going back to WWE? Aren't you injured? Isn't your ACL still fucked?
Yeah.
What? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, it kind of came out of nowhere, didn't it? But yeah. Let's see if anything happens there. But Andrew Tate's whole different fucking...
I mean, Andrew Tate currently won't come back into our country because of certain issues.
Yeah.
So you gotta wonder, like, are they gonna have to hold it in like a random place? Because Andrew, I think, was staying in, I want to say, Romania because of the different laws against sex trafficking. Mm. Not that he's a sex trafficker; he just prefers having a bit of freedom, apparently.
Yeah. Well, you know, for people who've already got lots of money and there's money to be made, often you can make that money in places, you know.
Yeah. And you know. What colour's your Bugatti? Might as well answer the question.
Yeah, that's true. Which one?
I mean, Sundays.
Oh, well, again, which one?
Yes.
Yeah. So, fuck those guys. Let's talk about Mick Foley. So, where was Mick Foley this past Monday? Why wasn't he on Raw 30? He's been on Raw. He's done stuff.
That's true.
Why wasn't he there?
They said to him, have you been on the ATK wrestling show? And he's like, nah, I didn't have a chance. Well, and they were like, nah, sorry, you can't.
Well, you see,
you can't come on there.
Anyone who obviously knows us and is watching this right now, you'll know that we know Mick. You can hear Mick in the intro.
That is true. That is
to
true.
To our show every time you
we
listen
love
to
Mick.
Us.
He's a legend.
We do love Mick. But Mick is also a very busy man, as he's told us, which is quite fair and quite right.
Indeed.
So unfortunately, we've not been able to get him on the show. But in terms of that busyness, if you will, I had to make some bloody notes about it.
Oh, blimey.
So apparently the reason he was not there on Raw this past week is he's been working on a new project, Anthony, which has been great fun but requires a lot of travel.
Interesting stuff.
So he needed a couple of days off.
Someone's been filming on the Young Rock. Sorry, go on.
So he needs a couple of days off to relax and see his wife and his kids. He said if he would have took part, he would have been working for 32 days straight.
I quite admire the priority there of going, you know what, no, I need some time to see my family, that's the thing.
Exactly. I mean, you'd admire it more if he didn't still not see them for 31 days, but it sounds like, you know, if he's doing what he's doing.
31's the limit.
Exactly.
Like, no, I can't do 32.
Can't push that man to 32. But yeah, so, you know, he pointed out that they did make him that offer, but he had to decline it for those reasons. But wonder what he's working on. Do you think it is Young Rock? Do you think he's got his own show?
Out there.
Do you know what I would love to see? More Mick Foley and Noelle Foley duo type stuff.
Yeah,
they,
fair,
you know,
fair.
What's that show about that chick comedian and his dad? And they go around doing stuff over here, British one. Jack Whitehall. That's the guy. He's got a show with his dad.
My head was thinking about that shit comedian and his mum. We go around and do stuff.
Oh, who's that one?
Russell Howard.
Ah, yeah.
Do you know what? They're actually not bad comedians. I'm just being a...
But, yeah, it'd be kind of cool to see them do stuff like that. Father and daughter doing crazy misadventures for the network or something.
The crazy misadventures of Mick Foley.
Yeah.
I like it.
Mr. Foley's baby girl or whatever. Mrs. Foley's baby girl.
Honestly, I would just call it Have a Nice Day.
You just want everything he does to be called Have a Nice Day.
Have a Nice Day.
For your podcast, Foley is Pod, should have been Have a Nice Day.
It should have been.
Why do you call your TV show? You know, just
it's a good catchphrase. It should have been.
It was his catchphrase. Done
fuck
it.
You.
So yeah, that's why Mick wasn't there. Busy.
It's like, didn't want to go. Like, cool. Next.
Just really antisocial to me.
So, I'm interested to know what you think of this, Carl. Recently, HBK.
I know.
So HBK.
Love you, Brett.
Was on The Bump, I believe. Some sort of podcast, anyway. And
HBK's been on The Bump.
Has he? It was Triple H. Take a bump. So, anyway. And he got talking about Shelton Benjamin. It was very complimentary of the man. Shelton Benjamin's coming up on, I want to say, 20 years nearly in WWE now.
Just had it, hasn't he? I think.
So they spoke to Shelton on the same podcast as well at a different point, but they were talking to HBK, and he said, basically, in a very complimentary manner, and totally deserving, to be honest, the time this guy's put in, was saying, basically, that we're keeping a space warm for you on the Hall of Fame bench, couch, whatever you want to call it.
But basically,
very clear, you know, Shelton is a future Hall of Famer and there's a space there waiting for him.
That's nice, isn't it?
When he's ready to hang up his boots. So.
It's mad, and it's such a shame, really, because I fucking love Shelton Benjamin. The stuff he did with Team Angle.
But you're not in love with him.
Who's to say? The stuff he did with Team Angle, the stuff when he went out as a breakout star and being the Intercontinental Champion. We high-fived him at one of the shows.
I mean,
over here.
Back then, he was going for it all. Just
then he went, you know, yeah, exactly. There's just no stopping him. And he became the gold standard. did all that good stuff, and then he just fucking disappeared, and he went all around the world, and he brought him back, and he didn't give him a push he needed. He had an awesome moment with Brock in the Rumble. Fucking love the guy, and it's just such a shame, because he could have been a world champ.
Because I totally agree, and I think he should be. This is the thing, I totally agree that he would be a future Hall of Famer.
Mm.
And we're talking like, oh, he'd be a future Hall of Famer when he's ready to hang up his boots. It's like, I hope they put the respect on his tenure and give him a title run before he does that.
I don't think they'll do it. I think his biggest drawback has been his promos, to be fair.
Yeah.
But you could have put him a payment, do you know what I mean? You could have, and even now MVP hurt business. Why has Bobby got to be the, he can't talk, he's been world champ.
True.
Sorry,
it's
Bobby.
Not necessarily it's a true. Prerequisite, is it? Yeah,
so why not Shelton, you know? I think they should turn on Bobby. What? Right?
That's the new gimmick, right? Why not Shelton?
They brought back the Firefly Funhouse. Let's have some other kooky fucking, you know, 70s, 60s inspired weird TV shit. Let's do that. So I agree. Shelton Benjamin is a...
I think a wrestler should always be treated as well as his theme music. And his theme music slaps, so therefore he should be a champion.
I thought you were going to slap him.
It's because of the music.
Well, if you didn't have a theme music that slaps so hard.
It's like, look, think about it. We're not as big on Bray Wyatt in his current run. I'm still a big fan, but his music's not as good.
Some people love it though.
I think it's subconscious. I'm there, like, it's just not the same. And maybe it's
long term storytelling, Anthony.
Long term. So long term.
In about 4 years, you're going to like that music.
It's like, when I'm 70, like, I finally paid off.
It's what like, they are planning. So, yeah, that was the news this week.
Yes, it was.
I don't want to say it was a slow news week, but I don't know. It didn't feel like there was. I think it's just been an absolute. It's been a year, you know what I mean, already. We're at the end of January. Like, it's been a hell of a 2023 so far.
Yes,
so
it has.
It's not the end of the world to not have
crazy
stories. But yeah, we brought you what we had.
Yes, we did.
Stop it. So before we let you go, are you watching us on Pro Wrestling TV right now?
You should be.
Why not? Go and check us out on there. Obviously, if you're watching us on YouTube as well, thank you very much. Past the 2,000 subscribers. Just, what are we on now? Like 2.0, nearly on 2.2?
2,185.
All right. Rain, man.
Yeah.
He's an excellent driver. Make sure you check us out on Pro Wrestling TV, but also you can check us out on YouTube. Just check us out everywhere. Listen to us as well.
Because we are everywhere.
Don't forget to listen to us when you're driving, you know. Can't be looking at screens when you're driving. I know
that's true. That's why the podcast is needed.
Our beautiful faces, but you can listen to us as well. And
who needs an audiobook when you have these guys?
And also, you need to get on over to topropebrewing.com.
Yes, you do. Get some beer.
New selections coming soon. You can all, obviously, if you own a pub or you know anyone who owns a pub, you can buy massive kegs of the stuff.
Oh, nice.
So you can get them. I think they might still have some mini kegs, and they'll also be bringing out some new flavors, new ranges very soon as well. Obviously, Pro Wrestling Tees, we don't wear our merch, but you should. So get on over there and buy the tees that we have.
I wear my merch out in the streets like everyone else should.
Exactly. Rep us outside, not inside. No one wants to rep us inside. But yeah, we've got some new designs from our pals, Alt Wrestling Tees, who you can find on Instagram at Alt Wrestling Tees. And I think maybe one or two more coming in the not too distant future. That's all the plugs we got for you today.
So many plugs.
So many plugs. So little time. So until next week, we will say goodbye.